Hello, ladies. Hey there, gentlemen. But most importantly, hello, Bali fans! Welcome to a very special episode of the Split Screen Podcast, official podcast of BlankPageBeatdown.com. My name is Shah Shaheed, and as always, I am your Bali-rific host for this show. Now, this episode is special for a few reasons. Well, actually, just the one. The other, he's not so special. Unless you're talking about like in a Ralph Wiggum type of way, then he's very special. But this will be the first time that we're going to be comparing two movies from the same industry, both Bollywood movies. The original movie is a 1978 unexpected cult hit, Dawn, starring Amitabh Bachchan. And it's up against its own remake in 2006, also entitled Dawn, starring Shah Rukh Khan. So it's a Bachchan versus Khan show all the way today. And appropriately enough, my guest is actually a very diehard Shah Rukh Khan fan. I'm a diehard Amitabh Bachchan fan, so things should get pretty interesting. Now, if you listen to the other Bollywood podcasts out there, then you're all too familiar with Mohammed Baloch, considering that he hosts two of those podcasts. He's very passionate about movies, kind of a dick, but he wears it well. You know, being a douchebag comes very naturally to Baloch, and kudos to him for it. But all kidding aside, let's get on with the show. This is episode 5 of the Split Screen Podcast, the official podcast of BlankPageBeatdown.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Split Screens Podcast, the official podcast of BlankPageBeatdown.com. With me, I have, I'm going to say guest. Guest sounds like it's a good thing. It's really not. So I've got a guy. He's a nice guy, I guess. If you see him on the street, you're not going to not say hi. But I've known him for a while. He has his own show. He's a great guy. He's very knowledgeable about movies. Misinformed, maybe, I would say. But a lot of people, they see our interaction on Twitter. They think we're friends. I'm going to clarify that today. I mean, we are friends. We're friends in the sense that, we're such good friends that, if he gets smashed drunk, instead of just picking him up, making sure he gets home okay, I'd go the extra mile and basically draw a penis on his face with permanent marker. That's how good friends we are, guys. But essentially, that is our relationship. I mean, I hate him, and I'm being honest. But he's here today. He's going to talk about these movies with me. He's a diehard Shah Rukh Khan fan. I'm okay about it, so we'll probably get into that a lot. So please welcome Mr. Mohammed Baloch.
Thanks, Shah. Thanks for that awesome introduction. But you did make some mistakes there. First, we're not friends. If I see you drop drunk on a street, I'll probably laugh at you and then just leave you there.
I would take pictures of you and put them on.
Told you I'm a nice guy. Okay, that's an insult.
Oh, did no one see the air quotes I was doing? Oh, I forgot. This is not a video medium. My bad.
No, man. Thanks for having me on the show. It's finally.
Finally, I'm so sorry. It's been a while. Like, I keep flaking on you, but finally you're here. Even though it took 20 minutes for you to set your shit up,
it's not my fault. It was Skype, people.
Yes,
Skype kept shutting
the off. Brown guy blaming technology. When has that ever happened? That's kind of rare. All right, so Baloch, you obviously, like I mentioned, you have your own show, and I guess I should say shows now. Do you want to tell people a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, let me tell you first about Bollycast. It's a show where we basically discuss about all the Bollywood news that have come out in the past week or two. And it was a show that came out of my frustration, because every time I would go online and I would write Salman Khan next movie, Shah Rukh Khan, Amir Khan next movie, every time I would write those exact words and enter, even now when you enter that, all you see is gossip. So I wanted a show where it will be something that is not gossip related and just for the film fan, you know, who want to know what movies are coming out, and they don't want to go online and read about it. They just will have it in a podcast format. So that's where the frustration, I mean, I had frustration that why isn't there a show like that? And then one day, my friend and I, we were barbecuing, and he just, Samir, that's my co-host from Bollycast, he said that, hey, I've been thinking about doing a Bollywood-related podcast. And I'm like, me too. And then we started talking about ideas, and then we brought in another friend who, at first, I brought him because he's a really good tech guy. I mean, I couldn't even set up my Skype, so I knew I needed a tech guy. But over time, I was surprised how much he knows about Bollywood. Like, he knows way more than me. I'm pretty sure you know that.
He knows a lot about, not just Bollywood, weirdly enough. I mean, like, I'm into comics, too. I'm surprised that Anoop Choker, by the way, is who we're talking about. I might have killed his last name. But he's on Twitter. Someone follow him, please. Goddamn, he's got 8 people on his fucking Twitter. I'm surprised he actually knows a lot about not just Bollywood, but even just Hollywood and comics related stories and news events too. So I want to have him on the show one day, and I will. People might have already seen Samir's been on the show, so that episode is there somewhere. You guys go check it out. So you guys just kind of got together and you guys said, fuck it, we're going to do a Bollywood show, which I think speaks to a lot of us. I mean, there's not a lot of us doing Bollywood-related or themed podcasts, and I think, like, even my situation was the exact same. I found you guys because I was trying to find, I'm like, because I got turned on to podcasts, and I'm like, let me check out these podcasts. Let me see if there's a Bollywood. There should be so many Bollywood podcasts. Half of them are from, like, 3 years ago. Half of them don't even update anymore. I found you guys, and you guys were, like, legit, even though the first episode I heard was Samir and Anoop talking about fucking ghosts or something. but it ended up being amazing. Obviously, there's another show, another podcast that is Bollywood-related, which you've basically cornered the market on Bollywood podcasts out there right now, because you're doing more than just the one. You want to tell people a little bit about that one? This is WTF Bollywood podcast, right?
WTF Bollywood. We review a little, a slightly older movie, like from a year or even a couple of months. Like, just before doing this podcast, I did it, recorded with her, reviewing Dil Dhadakne Do, which came out, I think, 3 months ago.
It was in June, I believe, of this year.
Was
it? Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised because I think you interviewed Nippon already, right?
Yes, he's already had his show. So speaking about that, I was going to get into that. So WTF Bollywood is essentially, you're taking over, basically, to put it in a nice way.
I wouldn't say take over.
You kick Nippon to the curb and you're like, fuck this guy, it's my show now, right?
You know, actually he asked me, and at first I was surprised, and I think I was like hesitant of taking it over because I tend to be a bit hard on myself, and I'm like, how the hell am I going to take two?
No, it's justified. I don't have any faith in you either.
thank you, man. I don't have any faith in you either.
I'm glad we could do the show then. All right, sorry, go on.
Yeah, so first I was a bit hesitant, then I started thinking, I'm like, man, if someone is trusting you with their podcast, might as well, he might see something in you that you don't. So I'm like, okay, fine, I'll take it. And then now I'm working with K-Phil, who's apparently, she even had more Bollywood knowledge than me. So we are switching. I mean, we're taking a podcast to a bit different direction. And I hope people like it. So far, it used to be a podcast where Nippon and her would review shitty movies. And Nippon was, of course, he hated Bollywood. And now it's going to be probably we'll stick to similar format, but change it a little bit. The only difference is the new host likes Bollywood movies. So
two Bollywood podcasts you've got, where some of us are still struggling to get one off the ground.
You're coming out, man.
Shut up. By the time people hear this, it's already out, okay? Don't fuck with the behind the scenes of it all. All right, so
I
like
to figure out how Skype works, but I'm not going to edit here.
Yes, Skype. I'm doing air quotes again. Baloch, I wanted to know from you, how do you, not Bollywood, not Hollywood, just in general, how do you feel about remakes?
I have no feeling about it. Remake everything. Like, I don't care, basically, what I'm trying to
say. Oh, okay.
Remake everything. I mean, why not? This is the argument I have with people, is when a movie is being remade, what is it taking away from the original movie? If the remake sucks, you still got your original movie that you can love and cherish. So why are you making a big deal out of it? You know, in fact, when a movie is remade, it puts a spotlight on the original. For example, I've never seen Dawn before I heard that Shah Rukh Khan was doing this movie from 1978. He's remaking Dawn. And that's when I went to the store and rented out the original Dawn to see, you know, what's the big deal, what's going on,
nice,
what type of movie it is. So I think remake in a way shines a light on original, because you and I were movie buff, right? We'll probably watch movies from 1970, but general audience, they don't. And when a movie is being remade, and that's when the general audience will go back and rent out the older or the original movie, or just check it out of curiosity.
So for you, I mean, that's actually a different viewpoint we've had so far on the show thus far. excuse me. So essentially, your thing is, good or bad, a remake can only basically just provide more marketing or more spot, put a spotlight, like you said, on the original movie. So either way, yeah, it's going to make the original movie even better known. So it's a good thing, essentially.
Yeah. Plus, it doesn't take anything from the original. So I don't know why people get all up in the air and, oh, they're ruining it. And
blasphemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you think the thought process should be when it comes to a remake? Like, why should, when someone plans on making a remake, should the consideration be solely based on what successful old movie can we use to make our new movie successful by remaking it? Or do you think there should be some sort of a more creative kind of justification behind it, that, you know, we should update this story from back in the day into the modern age kind of a thing?
I guess it doesn't matter whether they update it and make it modern or make it the same. Like, if they made Sholay again.
Which they have.
I mean, like, if they make it again, and they keep it to the
same.
No
one's
going to
touch that after that devastating, horrible tragedy that happened. No one's going to touch Sholay.
Yeah. Well, if they do touch it, then I think Sholay works out in 1970s. It works out in that setting. But I guess, going back to your question, I think when your question was like, if the studio is making a remake, what should they...
Like, what should be the consideration? Should it be from a creative perspective, or should it be like a business decision?
You got to have it both ways. It can't be just one.
Well, let me make you pick one, because I know this is a common thing between you, me, and Samir, business versus creative. If you had to, like, what should be the main consideration? Just that we can make money off of this other property, or should it be that, you know, this is a story that needs to be told again? The creative side, or if you had to pick one, what should be the major focus behind the decision of a remake?
You know, that's hard for me to answer, because I...
Pick one!
politically correct way to answer that would be both. But, okay, fine. If I want to... I'm an artist, right? So if I want to make it only based, just creativity based, and I don't think about business or anything, then one, the studio is going to make lose money on me. No one's going to hire me now.
Well, I'm saying you're the studio. Let's say you're the studio. You're the guy in the office in your suit. You know, you're rude to your secretary. You know, you're the studio head. Okay, so you're going to make the decision. What is your main focus? That I can make more money off of this, or this is an amazing movie that needs to be retold again? What is your main consideration?
The studio point of view will be business.
No, but because you're the studio head. You just said you're an artist. Mm-hmm. So you're an artist, and you're in power. You have the ability to make movies how you want, not for business reasons, but as an artist, right? So what do you think, you personally, forget everyone else, forget the right, forget the political correctness. What is the main consideration you would have, the creative or the business for making a remake?
For sure.
Created. Okay, perfect. So that's great. So finally, I got you to concede that if you were in a position of power, you would go with the creative instead of the studio. Perfect. That is a win for me. I'm going to tell Samir right after we stop recording. All right. So really quickly now, we're going to actually get into everything. If you've never seen Dawn, it is a 1978 movie. It's one of those movies that made Amitabh Bachchan who he is today. Essentially, the movie's story is very simple. There's a big crime lord known as Dawn. And essentially,
I couldn't think of any creative.
No, that's his name. Listen, that's the best part of the movie. Hold on, let me do the synopsis.
His name is Don.
That's fucking amazing. Can you imagine? Imagine if your name was just Host. How cool would that be? You'd be fucking mysterious as shit. But okay, let me do the synopsis and then we can get into it. So Don basically is a story about a guy. He's a crime lord. His name is Don. And essentially, he's a badass. He's an international criminal. People are trying to hunt him down. Despite being the leader of his organization, he's the guy that runs things. But he's always making drug deals and everything on his own. The cops are looking for him. During an encounter with the cops, Don essentially gets mortally wounded and basically dies. This is not spoiler. This is part of the fucking synopsis, so calm down. And the story is about the police officer in charge of hunting down Don. He finds someone that looks very much like Don, like almost a duplicate lookalike, and he trains this guy, who is nothing like the Don, to basically infiltrate Don's gang, pretending to be Don, and so that they can get more information about the gang and especially get the people that are, you know, behind the gang, the higher-ups. And that's it. That's all the movie is. And it's this great, you know, double lookalike story. It's almost got a lot of spy intrigue. This was 1978 in Bollywood. You got to keep remember. There's not a lot of action thrillers that are cheesy and shit happening. And this was a complete masala movie with the music and everything else. It was great for the industry. This is really what made, you know, after Sholay, this is really what kind of made people go, this Bachchan guy, he's not that bad. Who the fuck is this guy? We should make more movies with him. It was an amazing movie. What did you, Baloch, is Don one of your favorites? Let's just talk about that.
Well, Don, I saw Don pretty late. I think I saw it in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it holds up, man. I think you have that nostalgia factor connected to it. I mean, some of the lines are so cheesy and some of the acting is so cheesy. And I granted it was made in 1978, but so were some other movies, Sholay and Anand.
Mm-hmm.
These movies, they still have that cheese factor in it, but still you can kind of watch it. Where when I was watching Dawn, I was like, yeah, this is too cheesy, man. But if I was born around that time and I was watching, let's say I was 10 or 15 or even 20 and I was watching Dawn in 1978, then of course it was something totally different. Does that make sense?
No, that makes complete sense. No, I get what you're saying, and again, you're not wrong. I mean, clearly the movie has a lot of cheese. A lot of cheese.
So much sexism. I didn't notice until I watched it. Like, the girls were just there. I remember there's one part where he ties up a girl, and they're like, why is she tied up? And he's like, because she was behaving bad.
Well, I mean, you know what?
In the closet.
Since you brought it up, let's get into, you know, the treatment of women thing. First of all, I really liked, Zina Tamman in this movie was Roma. So I thought she was really good in this movie because, I mean, I don't know if this was the 70s, you know, this was kind of like, you know, kick-ass time, but I don't remember seeing a movie from that era where the girl got to literally kick some ass. That was a little surprising to me when I was watching this, even the first time I was watching it.
I think for her, the sexism wasn't that much, I guess, but there you did see some dialogues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In terms of the story itself, first of all, what I really liked about it, again, comparing to other movies from that era, right? The reason why I don't like a lot of movies from that time is because, first of all, they're like over 3 hours long, but not justifiably so. They have all these comic relief shit that takes up like a good hour of the movie. There's subplots that make no sense, that have nothing to do with the main story, and it's just way too long. Whereas I like the 1978 Dawn because all the subplots were relevant. Everything had to do with the main story. They didn't stop. There was no breaks. Even the songs, if you think about it, the songs, when you're watching the songs, I know, and again, I know your co-host, K-Phil, mentions a lot of times how Bollywood songs are intricate to the story and they make the story move along. This movie is a great example of that. Even in those days, where if you're watching the song, you don't have to watch the song. You can get up, go to the bathroom, take a snack break. But if you're watching the song, the lyrics are all double meaning, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you're, the Helen song, for example, you know, she's pretending to be seducing this guy who killed her brother that she wants to kill. So the lyrics are all double meaning. You could see her expressions when he's looking away and how she wants to murder his ass. But when he looks at her, she has to smile and be like, "Oh, hey, baby."
Which, can I also say that item song was not there just to be sexy? They're like, yeah, I'm going back to what you said. It had a meaning. It was just item song for no reason. Nowadays we have item song for
God, yeah. No, and you're 100% right. I compare Dawn to like other movies, and you know what? It's an adventure story. And even when I like, there's a lot of movies, old movies, which again, if you like WTF Bollywood, for example, the old movies, it takes a while to kind of get through them sometimes because there's a lot of nonsense, a lot of stuff that doesn't need to be there. Like if an editor today was editing any of the movies from the 60s and 70s in Bollywood, they would be trimmed down to like an hour and a half. But Dawn, I could watch it. I could, you know, it moves along pretty quickly. It's fun. I mean, the cheese is cheesy, but the cheese is not as bad as the cheese in some movies today, man. Like fucking 40 years later, you know? So it's like, it's cheese that's...
What are you talking about? Singham was great.
But yeah, shit like that. Like when you see, you know, when you see, like for example, one of the cheesiest scene in the 78 Dawn was Pran, who's again, whose character has a completely separate subplot in the story. You know, his kids are taken care of by Vijay, and it's completely unnecessary, but it just adds to the whole thing even more. But Pran, who gets shot in the leg, can't walk properly, walking on a tightrope from a building to the other building with two of his kids, like 8-year-old fucking kids on his back, which is amazing, which is the kind of cheese you're watching, like, this is so stupid. But as you're watching it, the fucking 70s music, the whole da-da-da, da-da-da, you're like, will he make it? Like, clearly it's a fucking green screen, but you're just so into it because it's that cheesy. It just kind of pulls you in, I thought. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, I guess going back to 1978, yeah, that was a great scene at that time. As a movie in 1978, it was great. I mean, look at the action, too. Like, the action doesn't seem that good to us right now, but I was looking from the 1978 perspective, and some of the moves that Roma was doing, she was doing Aikido, man. Look at the car chases. They were awesome for 1978. Do you remember that nurse scene where she's taking him out of the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to bash the movie again, but I don't know why. It just reminded me of Asian nurses porn, the way she comes in and she's like, "Hi, I'm here to give him a sponge a sponge bath."
of course innocuous scenes in movies would remind you of porn, Baloch. Of course. That is not surprising at all.
Well, you know, I'm a guy, can't hide it.
No, you're Baloch. That's so Baloch, so if you had to rate the original Dawn, right, on its own, completely as a movie on its own, forget the time era and whatever, if you had to rate it out of 5, how much would you give Amitabh Bachchan Dawn?
3.5.
So let's get into the remake. So from here on, we will be discussing specific plot details, plot points, including even the climax of both movies, Dawn from 1978 and Dawn from 2006. So be warned, if you haven't seen either movies, please skip to the end of the show to get our Twitter handles and other contact information. So, Dawn 2006, starring the evergreen Shah Rukh Khan. How did you like this one?
I loved it. And when I saw shocked. 1978 Dawn, and I had heard that Shah Rukh Khan is the one who, well, first I heard he's the one who's in the remake, and then I went and watched it, I was like, perfect, he's the best person. I mean, like, who else would you cast in this role other than him? I couldn't think of anyone else. And I remember people were losing their shit. Oh, Shah Rukh Khan is gonna be doing it. And I think people just have a hate for Shah Rukh Khan because they don't like his style.
Speaking about his style, let's compare Amitabh Bachchan's Dawn and Shah Rukh Khan's Dawn. We're not going to talk about Vijay right now, but just their portrayals of the badass Dawn character. You know, the obvious question, who did it better? What do you think?
Oh, that's hard, man. I think both were equally good. I don't know. Because you see, Amitabh Bachchan Dawn, we only got to see him in the first half. Well, not even half. The first quarter of the movie.
Yeah, that was short.
Where this Dawn, you basically saw him throughout the movie.
Spoiler, but yeah.
If you haven't seen Dawn, like, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it's too late now. If you're listening to this by this time, you already fucking watched it, or too bad.
By the way, let me say, you can never watch Dawn the way you watched it the first time. Because the first time you think it's Vijay and you're watching it and you're like, yeah, but the second time you watch
that's
it.
That's right.
You can't watch the movie. It doesn't have the same repeat.
We're actually going to talk about that. There's certain things I want to ask you about it. I don't know if you caught on when you watched the new Dawn. But,
oh, yeah.
But in terms of getting back to the two Dawns, you're right. We didn't see Amitabh as long as we did Shah Rukh Khan as Dawn. But do you think, I mean, obviously they were two totally different Dawns, mm-hmm. right? In terms of the setting, in the context of the movie, Shah Rukh Khan is not nearly as, you know, Amitabh Bachchan, he's a 6-foot-something guy, you know, especially in that day, he walks into a room and he has this quiet presence. Shah Rukh Khan is a, what, 5'8"-something guy, you know, he looks, you know, like a chocolate romantic hero, which is his image. So I think Shah Rukh Khan had to do more to be intimidating and like a ruthless killer.
Yeah, with his then, facial
right, just with everything, his body language. Like, I feel basically the way I describe the two is Amitabh Bachchan played like the classy gangster, whereas Shah Rukh Khan had to play like the psychopath murderer kind of a character.
Reminded me of Joker / Scarface.
A little bit, right? I mean, I wouldn't say Joker as much, but I mean, from the first scene when Shah Rukh Khan walks in, you see him, you know, he's at the restaurant, he walks into the ballet theater, and he starts kind of, he starts mocking the ballet dancer, and you're like, what's wrong with this guy? Right? Right off the bat, you kind of get a sense that this guy is not all there. You know, and right, and that automatically sets up the expectation of, well, we don't know what to expect from this guy, he's not normal, he's not, you know, so everything he does after that kind of makes sense. You know, you kind of go, yeah, this guy's, we kind of got the idea that he was a little messed up in the head.
Let me say, when people watched that scene, a lot of people were saying he's copying Joker, where Joker came out, what, 2009? The Heath Ledger Joker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people who'd seen the movie after The Dark Knight were saying he's copying Joker, which is not true. He had his own. I think he was probably copying more Scarface than the Joker.
I mean, it was, you know what? I mean, a lot of, now that you mentioned, I can think back and talk about like the Jack Nicholson Joker from Tim Burton's Batman in 89.
Yeah.
I could see a little bit of that in this Shah Rukh Khan, I mean, in this Dawn, but I wouldn't say he was consciously channeling anyone, really. Yeah. I don't think he was, because it wasn't, the crazy wasn't, you know, overt enough to say he was copying someone. At the same time, it wasn't subtle enough to say he wasn't doing anything at all. Yeah. I think he was just doing what his idea of a psychopath would be. Personally, I thought Shah Rukh Khan was really good as Dawn. I thought it was again, like I said, he had to work naturally. He does not have the presence or the intimidation of walking into a room and owning it. Shah Rukh Khan walks into a room and he has to be charming. He has to look at all the award shows he's on, right? He has to do so much more than anybody else to get the room to respond to him. Whereas you take any other actor, again, I'm not comparing Shah Rukh Khan to these other actors. I'm just saying, you take a look at the qualities. You know, Hrithik Roshan, for example, you know, he's 6 foot something. He walks into a room and all eyes are on him. Shah Rukh Khan, 5 nothing guy. I mean, if you didn't know he was Shah Rukh Khan of Bollywood, you know, you wouldn't really look twice at him. So he needs to come in and he needs to charm the pants out of people. For
not
people,
just that, his body language too, the way he
he doesn't walk with swagger, you know, let's say, which is why, again, I'm not saying this as a negative to Shah Rukh Khan, I'm just saying that's just how he is, you know, personality wise. So that's why when he comes on stage and he has to fucking go, hey everyone, and blah, 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 that's how he grabs attention. Whereas Hrithik or Amitabh even, you know, especially in his younger days, he walks into a room, all eyes are on him. Who's this tall, dark, mysterious, handsome guy? I mean, he doesn't need to say anything. So I think Shah Rukh Khan had to work a lot more to be Don. And I think he was, you know, for this day and age, he was a good Don. To bring it back on the point, and actually a point that you mentioned for the original movie, did you notice that first scene where he flips over the table and kicks that girl in the face?
Yeah.
Talk about sexism. Like, that is a lot of blatant treatment of women. That is abuse, no, right there, man.
Okay, here I wouldn't say sexism. Because he's a fucked up guy. You think that's for
he kicked her in the face, man. Like, dude.
Dude,
like, kick the gun away from her. Like,
she was gonna put a bullet in his head.
Yeah, but kick the gun away from her hand. You don't gotta kick her through the woman in the face. Jesus Christ.
Because I think that scene showed how messed up he is. Like,
yeah, it was fucking hilarious. I remember even the first time I watched the movie, I think it was in a trailer. I think that scene was in a trailer. And I saw that and I'm like, dude, what the hell? Know, why you gotta kick the girl in the face?
And I was like, fuck, I haven't even seen Hollywood movies do
that. Just right in the face. And I'm like, whoa.
The fucked up thing is
he didn't even kick Chunky Pandey, who later on held a gun to his head. I'm like, dumbass, you should have kicked him in the face.
But she would have shot him.
I guess.
Think he did a good job. I would kick her in the face. And not the face, actually. He kicks her on the temple, which can cause death right away.
All right, Dr. Baloch. All right, so now, Dawn 2006 on its own. If you had to rate Dawn 2006 out of 5, how much would you give that?
Out of 5? 3.5.
So let's talk about that. If you want to, why don't you let people know how this movie, especially in the end, is completely different from the original?
Yeah, they kill off the main character.
half an hour into the movie, like 45 minutes into the movie?
Yeah, but you find out at the end.
Right. So in the original movie, the story is that, like I mentioned, the bad guy Don dies, you know, in the beginning, and the rest of the movie is the lookalike Vijay, who is an uneducated street dancer who has to train to become like the Don. He has to learn English. He has to, you know, learn to fight and learn, you know, all this other mannerisms to pretend to be Don for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
The new one completely changes it and gives us a twist ending where it's revealed that instead of the bad guy Don dying in the beginning of the movie, he actually switches his body with Vijay, and then Vijay is the one that dies, which everyone thinks is Don. And the rest of the movie is actually the bad guy Don pretending to be Vijay, pretending to be Don.
You know what? I kind of predicted it.
You know what? So did I. Because I was thinking when they were making the movie, and I'm sure you thought the same thing, I'm like, what can they do differently, really?
Yeah.
And that was the first thing. I'm like, oh, maybe this time instead of the good guy pretending to be the bad guy is going to pretend to be the good guy.
Or I thought Don would come back, like he's not dead.
Oh, okay. Like you thought like the bad guy would just come back with...
That's another thing I thought, but... Let me tell you what scene made me, which was a great scene too. Remember the airplane scene where they jump out of the airplane?
Right.
And they fight?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I was like, there is no way this guy got that much training that he can fight in air. This feels weird. But then I was like, it's Bollywood.
Yeah, it's Bollywood, yeah. I think a lot of, whenever we see inconsistencies in Bollywood movies, it's really hard to say if it was... because of a shortcoming on the part of the director or the writer or whoever, or if it was just something that no one gave a shit about because it's a fucking Bollywood movie. So since you mentioned that, since you brought up a part where you thought, you know, you kind of maybe hinted at the fact that he wasn't. So I watched, the first time I watched the movie, I didn't like it too much. Mm-hmm. My reaction was, and this is again years ago when it first came out, I was kind of like, whatever, it's fine. They did the same shit and the ending I kind of saw coming. It was kind of predictable. Mm-hmm. The second time around, that when I was watching it, I noticed a bunch of stuff which really made me like the movie a lot more. Okay? So I don't know if you noticed any of these, but throughout the Shah Rukh Khan Don, there's clues throughout the movie that he's Don. And these aren't, I mean, they're subtle in the sense that if you're not paying attention, but once you start paying attention, they're pretty obvious. Did you pick up on any of those while you were watching?
I picked up, like I said, on one scene. Second, when every time he would turn into, you know, he would, his face expression, when he would turn like really angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There I saw it. One scene I didn't notice, but I remember a friend of mine who was watching it with me. Remember when he's in the school, first time he goes, takes Roma to the school.
Right.
He doesn't recognize the kid.
That's right. That is one of them.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. So there's some other ones, which again I'll tell you about. See if you remember these. So the first part, the first time where you get a hint, there's a scene in the first part of the movie where Don's in the tub, Don the bad guy, and he's watching cartoons. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
He takes a phone call. He's in the tub with Bubbles, which again, you know, they're trying to show us how fucked up he is, I guess. And he's watching, I think, Tom and Jerry. He's watching something and he's laughing his ass off, right? Mm-hmm. After Vijay becomes Don, or supposedly Vijay is pretending to be Don, when the first time he calls Bomanirani, the cop,
mm-hmm.
In the background, there's a cartoon playing that he's kind of paying attention to. Not really. He's on the phone with him, but he keeps looking at the TV and stuff like that. That was the first clue where it's like, wait a minute.
Did you catch it?
The second time I watched it is when I caught it. Not for the podcast like years ago. These are the things that made me really like the movie. Once I noticed that, Farhan Akhtar throughout the movie dropped all these clues for everyone to kind of pick up that Don was actually Vijay. There's another scene. So the Dipu scene is, I think, the most obvious. If you were paying attention, I think that is the... Because that's all the way at the end too, right? So the other thing was the fight with Vardhan, with Boman Rani. Mm-hmm. Throughout the movie, did you pay attention? There's, I think, two scenes. Throughout the movie, Don's very sarcastic, right? Every time he says something like I think in the first scene, Chunky Pandey's character asked him that, is that the suitcase with the money? And he said, no, it's, you know, tumhara shadi ka video or something.
Birthday card.
Right. He's very sarcastic. You notice that?
Yeah.
There's another scene, I think, where someone asks him something and he says something stupid, like just a sarcastic comment. In the end, when he's fighting with Boman Rani, this is like the scene before the last scene where he gets taken away in the hospital van. Vardhan asks him something like, do you have the disc? And he's like, no, I came here for something else. Like, he gives a very sarcastic reply. Mm-hmm. That is another time where I'm like, wait, what? Why is he... Like, why is his sarcasm like Don? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Was this the first time you were watching it?
No, this is all this. The first time I didn't notice any of this, which is why I didn't like the movie too much. The second time I watched it again, later on in the year or something, I was watching it again for whatever reason, and I caught on all this stuff, and I'm like, wait, that's fucking genius, actually. What really surprises me is this is a Bollywood movie where at the end of the movie, the bad guy fucking gets away. The hero dies, and apparently has been dead the whole fucking time. Do you think, first of all, what do you think about that? In a Bollywood movie, for there to be not just not a happy ending, but the worst possible fucking ending where the bad guy won?
Well, I think the movie, what the Don 1978 did, it came out and was completely different movie. Like, it's never been done before. I think this movie did the exact same thing in 2006. Like, the remake did what the original did something that was completely something out there. It was never done before that the bad guy wins. At first, when I watched it and it ended, and I was like, But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, no, man, that was an awesome ending. Like, I remember when the movie came out, everyone was just talking about the ending. I don't know how it was. Speaking of which, I was watching this movie with a brown girl, and there, some of the expression brown girls have are the funniest. So when she found out that, remember when he says, "Mujhe jungli billiyan bahut pasand hai?"
Yeah, which is what revealed to her, right?
Yeah. So she was sitting next to me. She's like, "Oh my god, ye to wahi kameena hai." I'm like, "Woman, you took me out of the movie. Stop with your stupid comments.
Don't make me tie you up."
Can't put you in the closet.
Baloch, thank you so much for being here. I think this is the only time we will agree that Shah Rukh Khan did a good fucking job.
Hey, Shah Rukh Khan always does a good job, even when he's doing a bad job.
Which is all the time. So I'll agree with you on that. That Shah Rukh Khan, when he's doing a bad job, he's doing a great fucking job of being horrible.
So, I think he makes a better villain.
I agree with you. I think he should do more movies where he's just a fucking complete lunatic bad guy.
Yeah, he likes it too. You could see that he was having fun. And in an interview, he said, "I love playing a bad guy. I don't know when I got into this Bauji stuff, but I love doing
it." Yeah, just because it makes him the most money. That's why. He's got a production company now, a visual effects company now. He's got people to feed. So he's got to shell out for the money and not just be able to do what's fun, right?
Good point.
Yeah, well, it's corporate.
I brought you onto the Shah Rukh.
No, fuck that. Fuck you. I'm not on Shah Rukh wagon. Unless he starts making good fucking movies. I'm excited for Rais. Unless he starts making good fucking movies, I am like, he's a great actor. He's squandering his talent. That's all I have to say. We're going to wrap it up, because this is going to be an hour-long conversation about Shah Rukh Khan. Baloch, where can people get a hold of your show? Where can they get a hold of you to complain and bitch about how much they hate Shah Rukh Khan?
Well, they can follow me on Twitter. That's at thatbrownguy420. And if you want to follow us, listen to our show. I'm doing one podcast called Bollycast. Just go on iTunes, write Bollycast, or Google that shit. And the other one is WTF Bollywood, where I review a little older movies. Did I do a good job promoting myself?
Yeah, there's a lot of other shit that you forgot to talk about. Let's talk about your BollyQuest Twitter handle, your what the WTF Bollywood Twitter handle. Go on.
Oh, yeah. So when you go on Google, you write WTF Bollywood, and then you press enter, and magically you'll see Twitter handle.
Is that how it works, Baloch? Tell me more.
Yes, that's how it works. It's same thing goes with the BollyCast. You go to Google. Are you doing that? I'm teaching.
I am. I'm following along as you're telling me.
Okay. Google. So you just write BollyCast and you press enter. What do you see?
Sorry, I got distracted. I'm on Pornhub. What were we talking about? All right. So that's BollyCast.com for the Bollywood movies reviews. And you can find BollyCast at BollyCast on Twitter, Facebook, /BollyCast, email address BollyCastMovies@gmail.com, and you can follow WTF Bollywood at WTF Bollywood Pod on Twitter, and it'll be on iTunes. So, Baloch, again, thank you so much for being here.
Can I go now? Are we done?
Yeah, you can go. You can.
All right.
Get the fuck out of here.
I would like to take this moment to apologize to everybody listening for subjecting you to the thoughts and opinions of Mohammed Baloch. Now, if you're still listening, then please continue listening to find out how you can get a hold of me and this podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and now on Stitcher or any of your preferred podcasting apps. Visit the site directly at blankpagebeatdown.com to listen directly on your browser. Subscribe to my site with your email in the top left corner for all my random rants and reviews of Bollywood and Hollywood. Follow the podcast on Twitter at splitscreen_pod. Follow me directly, because of course, at The Shah Shahid. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/blankpagebeatdown. Got it right this time. And email me any comments you have, suggestions, hate mail, or just say hi at shah@blankpagebeatdown.com. Now, I also want to let everyone know that next week we actually may not be putting up a new episode, but don't cry. Seriously, stop it. Because then I'm going to get all uncomfortable, and then I'm going to start crying, and that's just not pretty. So the reason for the break is I'm actually trying to put together something special for everybody in December, and that's going to take some doing. But I do promise that I will be back around the second week of December with something special. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. For all my fellow Canadians, happy Black Friday. Try not to kill yourselves in the stores, okay?